There was an awkward moment today for the Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. He was sitting with Banking Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hain and the thick books of the Royal Commission's final report for a picture opportunity when Commissioner Hain declined a photographer's invitation to shake hands.
We get a handshake or something between?
Nope.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
you.
We maybe get you just shifting it to him.
That's all right. It's done. Thank you.
That's fair enough.
Thank you, guys.
A Royal Commissioner thoroughly maintaining his independence to the end, it seems. Well, the difficult moment over, the government will now get a clear weekend to pore over what's bound to be an incendiary document, which could fundamentally alter the landscape of Australia's tainted financial system. The documents will go public on Monday after the close of the markets, and we will have special programs to dive into the details and what they mean for you. But the Prime Minister was quickly out of the blocks in the past day with a caution.
I'm very keen to ensure that the banks keep lending and other lenders keep lending. This is the lubricant for the Australian economy. We do not want to see our lenders dry up, because when banks aren't lending money, you can't build houses, you can't grow businesses, you can't see your export economies grow. Australians miss out and Australians pay the price. So we're going to get the balance right on this. In principle, we're keen to support all of the recommendations.
Scott Morrison there. So let's set the scene with Daniel Ziffer, who's a reporter with ABC TV's The Business. He's followed the Royal Commission around the nation since its first hearings almost a year ago.
So much of what we heard in the Royal Commission in the personal stories, and then as we got the executives to unpack the kind of processes that they went through, were that these weren't really failures of the system. In so many places, this was just the system working. You know, if you set up a certain incentive scheme to get people to do something, they generally will, whether to attain a bonus or for fear of not meeting their boss's expectations. So, I mean, some of the changes that we may see in the recommendations are really substantial kind of back to basics for the banks. They'll be forced to offer simpler products. Those products will be cheaper, will have cheaper options. Now, already we've seen the banks get simpler. They have sold off their wealth divisions, their superannuation funds. They've gotten out of insurance. Many of them have got out of car loans and caravan loans because they have just been exposed on so many levels for not having control and not dealing well and putting interests of their customers first.
Just take us back through maybe a couple of moments. You know, the biggest names in banking appeared before this commission. Just remind us perhaps of a couple of the key moments.
So we've traversed a lot of topics in a very short period of time, and we saw some very testy exchanges. We'll hear now from the chair of NAB Super Funds, which is a company called Newellis, but essentially looks after brands like NAB and MLC. Here's Nicole Smith being questioned by the Commissioner, Kenneth Hain, about money that the super fund had taken from its customers and hadn't given back.
Did you think yourself that taking money to which there was no entitlement raised a question of the criminal law?
I didn't.
And that was truly one of the most gobsmacking moments, to use the vernacular, wasn't it? Because this idea of fees for no service, it's one of the headline issues out of the whole inquiry.
Fees for no service. Initially, we were told it's contained. We've fixed the problem where we have charged people for a service that we didn't provide, and we're returning across all of the banks and AMP $200 million to customers. Well, that number has ballooned. It is now, ASIC says, more than $1 billion. There are also estimates from other analysts that it is many times that. And certainly the amount that banks have to spend to find these people and give them their money back, some of them, money by the time they get it back will be 15 years since it was taken from them unlawfully. It's a huge problem, and it just showed that many of these issues existed endemically. They were across the banks, the same problems that were being said to be caused by bad apples or particular issues in a certain fund. They were across the banks. They were in many ways a way of doing business.
Really, where it all began was with the Commonwealth Bank, with whistleblowing from within the Commonwealth Bank. Just remind us about how Matt Comyn, the CEO there, performed before the commission.
It really was a series of scandals at the Commonwealth Bank that propelled this commission into being. And Matt Comyn was in charge of the retail bank, the largest and most profitable part of the Commonwealth Bank, and was elevated to be CEO. And we heard some really grim things from inside the culture of that bank. Notably, that Mr. Common had tried to kill off a product that is known colloquially as junk insurance, because it's essentially worthless, and was overruled by the CEO. He tried also to get rid of commissions for mortgage brokers. Now, these are not in the interests of consumers. He knew it. As the boss of the retail bank, he said, let's get rid of them, and didn't do it. He's now CEO. He hasn't done it there either. Here's what he said.
You were more than considering,
yes,
Mr. Common. You were proposing to announce it next week.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
So you'd moved beyond consideration, had you
yes,
not?
Yes, I'd moved to a firm recommendation. That's correct.
More than a recommendation, it seems, if it was going to be announced the following week.
Yes.
That was Matt Common, the boss of the Commonwealth Bank, and he's talking there about the commissions that mortgage brokers get. Expect that to be one of the key areas of focus when the report is released on Monday. More than half of the loans in Australia, home loans, are written by mortgage brokers, but there's a conflict in the way that they deal with customers. Sometimes their interests and customer interests collide.
And Dan, how has banking changed for actual customers, and how might it change? I mean, at the coalface.
We've already noticed a slowdown in credit. And for many people, they call this a contraction. And in some ways it is, but really, they were just following the law that they should have been following all the time. Now, this started off the back of hearings earlier in the year, where essentially we found out that for so many banks, they weren't checking the expenses of people who were applying for mortgages. They were rigorous about checking how much money was coming in, their income, but the amount that they spent, they just didn't care. They used an arbitrary benchmark, a poverty line benchmark, that allowed them to lend these people much more money than they should have been able to under responsible lending laws. So yes, people can't get as much money now as they used to be able to, but all the banks are doing is more rigorously following the law they should have been following all along.
Daniel Ziffer, our reporter in Melbourne. So on Monday, we're going to bring you a special edition of PM at 5 on Radio National, and for a full hour from 6:30 on local radio, with all the key players and our reporters from Canberra, where they'll have been wading through that report for you. In the meantime, Daniel Ziffer's 30-minute documentary, Banking Royal Commission, is on iView if you want to prime yourself before the report's public release on Monday.